Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Oh, stop. In the name of love. When I was a little kid, I remember there was a song. It's Diana Ross and the Supremes, I'm sure, because they're like the, they were the first group of chicks that I was into. They were quite the musicians. Diana Ross and the Supremes. Stop in the name of love before you break my heart. And I thought, oh, I love their music, but what a sad song. Somebody's going to break somebody's heart. Why would they want to do that? Nobody wants a broken heart. Everybody wants a fresh start. Nobody wants a broken heart. So, in preparing for today, I was thinking about what I've done. What might make me good at something? Is there anything that I've done that I'm good at that I would do on a Friday night rather than go hang out with my friends at what we used to call Beer 30? My friends, the geologists, and I, and maybe a couple of engineers, would meet for what we call Beer 30. I can still see my friend Bruce, who would say, hey, it's Beer 30, and then later on at other companies, hey, it's Beer 30. All right, who's going on the beer run? We got to where at one of the companies, we didn't so much as want to go to the bar anymore, but we would go buy we would take our turns and we'd go buy some fancy beer, a couple six-packs of fancy beer, and we'd try a new beer. It was like I guess we had our own wall of beers or something like they would call it at Old Chicago. So we weren't done playing together because we liked what we did for a living, and we would continue hanging out and talking about even some of the things we were working on together. And it wasn't boring. It was actually exciting. And so I was thinking about, well, what was I going to talk about today? Because I've been feeling a little bit unsure about my forward movement with what I've done for so long now, that I know you guys have been aware that I'm trying to rethink how to be of value to you still, but not feel like I do it and it cuts into what else I do, because that's been the deal. Now that I took on the new project that I'm so enjoying, I realize that I don't have that freedom in the rest of my days that I used to have, but I'm so committed to the project that it happens, I work in it in my time off. I'm more enthralled with that work than some of the other work I've done in the past. So although it's all for the big picture, it's that over there, I get to see the steady growth of the people coming into the store, the steady stream of customers who come because the friend told them about it. I told the ladies that volunteer with me that, wow, where else could you go and get paid to shop? Now, see, I've never been into a retail or resell business. I guess that I had the same situation with my coffee business, because in my coffee business, I opened because I had developed a love for a latte. I had developed a love for a latte while in New York City with my brother. By the way, I love New York City. I really do. I've driven in it. I don't think twice about driving in it because my brother, who once wouldn't even drive through Denver, Kansas City, Chicago, or St. Louis, when I was just 16, he gave me the driver's seat. I rode with him in New York City, and it shocked me that he would drive it. I was like, dude, you're driving? You're renting a car while we're here? Because we met. We didn't live in the same community anymore. And he drove in New York City. And I thought, God, if he'll drive in New York City, when I decide to go there by myself later on, I could easily drive in New York City. And he did pretty well at it, let me tell you. So, because he, when he did finally leave the small town, Wyoming, he was in a big city. He had to learn. When you leave the comfort, your comfort zone, as they call it, when you leave your comfort zone, it's amazing what is out there. And so my title today is Stop in the Name of Love, because it came to me as a title that I knew I could talk about. So I'm going to talk about love. Diana Ross and the Supremes. Stop in the name of love before you break my heart, think it over. And they went on, and they had such beautiful harmony, and they were beautiful ladies. They were so hip in the 60s, so hip. And I look at what it is to be hip, and I would say that most everyone wanted to be hip. They wanted to be cool. They wanted to be accepted, and as we evolve as a species, we're not accepted for old-fashioned. Are you kidding me? Do you think very many people are going to walk down the street wearing the old dresses that women wore, all those layers, cinched up on a regular basis? Seriously? There was a lot of weight there. They're not. We evolve with time. And our evolution with time is something that's for certain. Because when you quit evolving with time, you're dead. And I'm very aware of that, very much aware of that. And as I watch people try to solve life, try to become an expert in life, try to become more to others in life, all I can think is just become more to yourself. Go ahead. Stop in the name of love. Stop trying to please someone else. And if someone is putting force upon you, stop it. Don't play in it anymore. It is better to become docile to them in order to not be hurt, to zip a lip if need be, than to end up beat up. And eventually work your head around to where you find your way to leave whatever stress is going on in your life. You can do that. You absolutely need to do that. So whatever's stressing me, I know I've told you that at the end of my day, I will take the time and I will recap the events that I felt didn't get solved. And I'll recap the events that happened, all of them, and go, what could I have done better? Because if I don't think that way, no one else is going to do it for me. There is nobody out there that is thinking about my life more than I should be thinking about my life and making it better. And so that need for acceptance causes people to even stay in relationships that are devastating, in relationships that one person has to be subservient to the other, that even one sex is more important than the other. Excuse me, everyone. Can someone tell me, can a lady get pregnant without the sperm? Excuse me, guys, could you have children if you didn't have a place to deposit that sperm? And we've even made a lot of leaps in that, in the evolution of us. And to me, that's really pretty exciting, I should say. pretty exciting. So I would say to you that your need for acceptance needs to be focused on accepting who you are in your life, making some discoveries, and whatever you discover, being willing to put that to use. Put the discovery to use. Don't just learn it and do nothing with information you get. That would be Einstein's definition of insanity. Continue to do the same thing day after day, expecting a different result, is kind of how he said it. So you got to change. If you hear enough things over and over again, and you begin to see the power that you possess, then you need to start putting out what you want and watch it come back to you. Instead of ever having to become envious of someone, going from jealousy, oh, I wish I had that, gee, I wish I had that, to the point of envy, oh, gee, I'm just going to take that from them, steal the bike that the kid had, whatever it might have been. When jealousy goes to the point of envy, it's a really bad place to live. And so if you feel jealousy, you have to figure out what it is that you wish you had and figure out a way to get it. Okay, everybody wants love, and they want this pure love. They want the romantic love where everything is perfect. It's wonderful, the kisses, the touch. I mean, a touch is enough to turn you on. A kiss, oh, it's bliss. And everything just goes from there. If you got the kiss, that's a touch, right? But before the kiss, there might just be a holding of hands. Sparks will fly because of the energy. We're attracted to like. We really are. And so if your mind is putting you in places where you shouldn't be, darkness, focused on something that doesn't serve you, darkness, I'm going to call it that, instead of shedding light on something that could serve you, that has this potential to make your life better. Not a person. I'm talking about something you would want to do with your time because they need to do the same thing in their life. Then life would be better, wouldn't it? Because neither one of you would ever go to being envious to hurt that value that you once fell in love with. You see, fool's love can end when you find something that you would love to do and you do it on a regular basis and you get better and better at it and you figure out a way to monetize that value that you are to yourself that could be of value to others. Every little kid could be taught this. It's harder to teach it to an adult than it is to a child. A little child is still in the process of learning, making discoveries, capturing themselves through those discoveries, capturing the world around them because of those discoveries. Oh my gosh, right? This is life. This is the evolution of life. And like I said, when you really stop doing that, you're dead even before you die because you're hurting inside. Your psyche is hurting. So how do we get people to shift their psychological behaviors? I mean, should I say maybe I can't say it that way? I'm not somebody that can teach you this stuff. I'm not a qualified practitioner, licensed so-and-so. Let me say it right, maybe. Maybe I said that wrong. Oh, no, I might mess you up. Careful. Oh, no. No, let me share what I love to share. I love to share that you were born as a conscious being. And that because you were born as a conscious being, you have all this incredible power to become more in your life. You knew it as the infant moving into toddlerhood. As a toddler, you were challenging anything and everyone. You got spanked for it, maybe. Maybe you didn't. Maybe your parents just kept letting you learn as long as you didn't hurt yourself. Is there really anything wrong with that? As long as a kid is not hurting themselves or others, can't you let them continue in discovery? Wouldn't you want to let them? Of course. If you don't, might you get a bully because some other little child is getting to do something that your child wants to do? So they're going to figure out a way to be bigger, better than the other. And if that requires physical force, you might raise a bully. And if they never took physical force, they might try to control people otherwise through dishonesty. It is honest to continue to develop yourself, that consciousness, which makes us different than all the other animals. It is right and just to do that. And we have to learn ways as adults to be happy. Because as children, we got our happiness playing. We got our happiness playing at life. It was great. Every day was a whole new playground to be on. Happiness all the way around as we tried to sort through things. You know, back in the day when people smoked in businesses, there were these ashtrays that had this really fine sand. It's cool stuff. It was smaller than the grains of sand that I saw in a playground sandbox. It was my grandma's pool room. It was my grandpa and grandma's, but by the time my grandpa died, they hadn't had the pool room very long. So it always seemed like it was my grandpa's dream, but my grandma, when she retired, and before she retired, she worked both her job, and then the pool room was between her job and her house. They owned the entire block. So it was my grandma's pool room, and I'm talking about the sand because the sand was so fine, okay? And everybody in life, every one of us is that fine grain of sand, the consciousness. And there's a lot of us. You know, how many grains of sand can you fit in a square inch? Go to the city and you'll find out. There's a lot of really fine people in the city. Okay, so at my grandma's pool room with that sand that was in the ashtrays, the kind that were on the stand, they were really pretty cool. They're probably a thing of the past almost now. I'm sure they're antiques. They have to be. Twice over, maybe. Got to admit that. Cool, because I would watch her clean up the ashtrays. Now, she wasn't going to go reach her hand in there and pick up those cigarette butts out of her ashtrays. She wasn't a smoker. She wasn't going to do that. I watched her going around in the mornings to kind of clean things up, and I would help push the mop and dust the tables and do whatever I needed to do. But I watched her clean the ashtrays. And I was fascinated by the process. The filtration. Okay, and this is kind of like your life. I don't even know why this is coming to me, but it's kind of fun because I'm an integrated thinker and I can think of things like that. Because I'm drilling down to life and science. That's really what it is. She had a science of cleaning those ashtrays. She had a screen, a cone-shaped screen, okay? So I wanted you to envision it, right? I want you to see that. It was wider on the top and narrow at the bottom. It's like a funnel. And it was screened. And it was a very fine screen so that it would catch those, you know, it was big enough to let the fine grains go through. But I'm saying it wasn't some big screen as in, if I were to compare it, a fence, a chain link fence. Here in America, we have these things called chain link fences. Not so much anymore. Because people like the privacy, so we have the vinyl fence. But back in the day, using the minerals, before we really relied on the oil business so much for plastics, we had chain link fences and wooden fences. And the wood would rot away. You had to take a lot of care with it. The chain links, they were more sturdy. They were galvanized. And they didn't rust. But you had no privacy because they looked like diamond-shaped. A couple inches on each side of that diamond was a woven pattern all the way through your fence line, right? So that's what I'm talking about when the impact of a screen. You have the size of the diamonds in the chain link fences. They're still around in Wyoming, I say. In America, you see them. They don't give people privacy, but they will animal in, and they will keep people out that don't want to jump over that fence or walk through a gate. So when I say a screen, a mesh, that's what I'm talking about, something that will keep something out but let something through. Okay. She would filter those cigarettes out of that fine sand. And I loved to watch the sand come through. And then she just could dump those cigarettes into the trash can that she carried around with her when she went from ashtray to ashtray in the pool. Now, I'm saying this to you because you could certainly take your life and you could begin to filter out the things in your life that didn't matter. All she wanted to do was keep that sand to be used over and over again and get rid of the people's trash. They didn't eat their cigarettes, they simply smoked them. They wouldn't think about eating a cigarette, but they will smoke them. I've been a smoker in the past. I would never eat that cigarette. I didn't chew tobacco. I tried it at that pool room. Oh, my. They told me not to swallow it, but I had to keep it. They had a bet with me that I would keep it in my mouth a certain... But silly me, I didn't spit often enough. And I got so high, dizzy. Oh, my God, I was sick. My brother had to steady me as we walked up the block to get to my grandma's house so I could go to bed. I was sick. Now, that wasn't too bright. But that was my experience with eating tobacco. But the cigarettes that I bought and willingly smoked and put in my body, I would never peel the paper off. And even though I tasted paper as a child making spit wads, you might have too. If you didn't, I'm sorry. I played at everything. I played hard. I could have eaten the paper around that cigarette, but I wasn't going to eat the cigarette. You don't have to eat cigarettes. You can filter them out of your life. That means if someone is using you to look better, to feel better, they're a user. If someone is someone who cares about you and they're never intending to hurt you and they're trying to lift you up, they're a keeper, okay? They're those fine grains of sand that you want to be part of. You want to surround yourselves with them. And so I look at life differently than a lot of people. Stop in the name of love. Yes, before you break my heart, Diana Ross and the Supremes sang. Think it over. Don't let yourself continue to do the same things day after day, expecting a different result. A quote, basically, of the wise Albert J. Einstein. And then I met an author, his works anyway. Never met the man. He's dead. Been for over a decade. His works I met, and it was like, don't let anyone force you into anything. That's really what his work is about. Look around you. Look within and look around. And here are some advantages of being able to look at to the lowest common denominator. My grandma needed the cigarette smoking because that was kind of common in a pool room. The guys would come in there and they would escape the world around them. Every now and then a girl would come in there. They didn't get a cuss. She was very picky. They didn't get a spit. She didn't have any spittoons. They wanted to spit. They had to go outside to spit. Because she didn't want them missing a spittoon and spitting on her floor. It was easy to mop the floor, dust mop it. But it would be work to scrub the spit off the floor. People can spit on the sidewalk, but they weren't going to spit in her pool room. So you would watch them. They'd get up, but they'd make their shot. And when their shots were over, they would have to go spit out the front door. And they knew that they didn't dare hit a porch. They would have to step out and spit far enough that it ended up in the gravel or the grass. Not on somebody's car. She would have had a fit over it. My grandma lived her life in a no-force, care of her business, She did her books at the end of the day, every day, before she did anything else. When she got home, flipped on the lights, she went right back to her little porch that was attached and sat at her desk and put down her income and her expenses for the day. She got the banking pretty much ready. It was amazing to me. It seemed pretty simple. She delivered a value. People paid her for the value. She didn't put up with crap. People loved her. She would have never had to say stop in the name of love to anyone because she was this pure soul that people loved. She could leave the pool room at 11 at night, and oftentimes there were people that would make sure that she drove back. After lunch, she always drove back. In the morning, we would walk. But after lunch, we drove down the block so she would have her car to drive home. And sometimes if we were lucky and we'd helped and there was a little extra, we got to go for ice cream at 11 o'clock at night to the Dairy Queen. In the summertime, they must have been open. Maybe we closed by 10. Maybe it seemed like 11 because I was young. But every now and then we'd close up just a little bit early and be able to get there. So it was probably close to 11. If it was slow, we got to go. But that meant we weren't making enough money, right? In business, you got to make enough money. In life, you want to have enough friends. In life, you want to feel good about who you are and what you're doing. There is more to money than just making it. There should be playing in life. And I'm sharing with you that my grandma played. They loved her ham salad that she would make or whatever she would make homemade over the Stewart sandwiches at the time. I think they were called Stewart sandwiches. The first heat meats, these little ovens that she had, a toaster-like oven that she would heat those sandwiches in for them. They loved to pop. And what I want to share with you is you or that grain of sand, recyclable over and over, still resilient, still serving a purpose in life. But you don't want to do the same thing over and over again because you're more than that grain of sand. And if you have a belief in who you are, the potential that you possess, an ability to understand everything around you, and you begin to live your life knowing that you can solve anything, you will be amazed at how your life changes. You will keep getting the repeat patterns if you keep holding that energy. You will get the same lousy lover, just in a different body, if you don't feel that you are completely worthy of being more. Each one of you could be a business of your own. There's burdens on business that make it difficult. That's all there is to it. As children, we knew how to do commerce. We knew how to work our parents to get the money that we needed. We knew how to be of value, go serve them somehow. We're not serving ourselves anymore. We're serving others. And as we change, and society is changing, more people work for themselves than ever before in the history and doing something they like to do. On a global format, the world's going to change even more, and we're going to fall in love again. We're not going to have to say, stop in the name of love, because war is not in the name of love. And we do battle over religions and politics. It is ridiculous. You're so much more than that. I appreciate you being with me. And tomorrow's already Wednesday. I can't hardly believe it. I have so much fun to have today. I'm so renewed by what I'm going to do. I know that you will gain from it. And I know I've maybe let some of you down thinking that I'm not going to be here for you. Oh, I'll be here. But it'll be in a different way. I can't let people just have an expectation on me to make their day great. I have to help them really see that they can do it themselves and that they're looking to other people, they're judging other people, they're being part of people's lives. Get rid of the cigarettes. Love you guys. Don't be addicted to cigarettes. Have an awesome day. And that's a metaphor, by the way. You might have a problem with cigarettes. Okay, so what? I did one day too, more than one day. Have a great day, everyone. And just go ahead. Be who you want to be. You're the everyday people that are the value creators and creators of the world, and you're used by others, and they're the spirit. Get rid of them. Don't focus on it as much as you want. Create new values every day. like it is.
My own belief in
my song. Don't really watch it on the beach. I won't be able to do it unless you're making enough money to go play on the beaches. You're the non-ruling star. Do not let the ruling star continue to control your thoughts if you have spare time. Bye. No more. Talk to you. Please, put my show up. Because if you believe in what I've been doing, I'd appreciate it if you'd give me a hand up. Right? People talked about my grandma's pool room. Talk about this, because I need to involve some people in a big way.